Hey there, awesome people. Welcome back to Wake Up and Win, Daily Pep Talks. I'm your host, Jackson Reed, here to kickstart your day with a dose of motivation, real talk, and maybe a little bit of laughter along the way. Today we're diving into something that trips up so many of us: perfectionism. Ever feel like life's one giant checklist you just can't seem to tick off completely? Like every task, every project, even every Instagram post needs to be flawless. Well, let me tell you, you're not alone. Perfectionism is a sneaky little beast that whispers lies in your ear, convincing you that anything less than perfect isn't good enough. But here's the truth bomb. Perfection is an illusion. It's a mirage shimmering in the desert of expectations, always just out of reach. And chasing it? Well, let me tell you, it's exhausting and frankly, kinda pointless. So, how do we break free from this grip of must be perfect and actually start living? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you ditch the pressure and embrace those beautiful imperfections. First off, recognize that perfectionism is often rooted in fear of failure, fear of judgment, fear of not being good enough. You know that feeling when you're starting a new project and your mind starts racing with all the what ifs. It's like a tiny voice whispering doubts in your ear. That's fear talking, folks. But here's the thing. Fear doesn't have to control you. You can choose to acknowledge it, understand it, but not let it dictate your actions. Second, shift your perspective. Instead of viewing mistakes as colossal failures, see them as valuable learning opportunities. Every stumble, every oops moment is a chance to grow, to learn something new, and to refine your skills. Think of it like this. Would Michelangelo have been the genius artist who was if he'd been paralyzed by fear of making a mistake on that Sistine Chapel ceiling? I doubt it. Embrace the messiness of the process, that's where the magic happens. Third, remember that comparison is the thief of joy. It's easy to get caught up in comparing ourselves to others, especially in this age of social media highlight reels. But here's a truth bomb. Everyone's journey is different. Focus on your own path, celebrate your own wins, big and small, and remember that you're enough, just as you are. Fourth, practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer to a dear friend. We all have flaws, we all make mistakes. It's part of being human. Instead of beating yourself up, offer yourself words of encouragement, a little bit of grace, and remember that you are worthy of love and acceptance, even when things aren't perfect. Finally, and this is crucial, set realistic expectations. Striving for excellence is great, but setting unrealistic standards sets yourself up for disappointment. Break down big goals into smaller, manageable steps, celebrate each milestone along the way, and remember that progress, not perfection, is the true measure of success. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a talented graphic designer who always felt like she wasn't good enough. Every project had to be flawless, every pixel perfectly aligned. This led to sleepless nights, endless revisions, and a constant feeling of anxiety. But one day, Sarah decided to shake things up. She started focusing on celebrating her wins, no matter how small. She gave herself permission to make mistakes and learn from them. She stopped comparing herself to other designers and instead focused on developing her unique style. Slowly but surely, Sarah started to see a shift. She felt less pressure, more creativity, and ultimately, more joy in her work. So here is the takeaway, folks. Perfectionism is a roadblock, not a destination. It's time to ditch the impossible standards, embrace your imperfections, and let yourself shine. Remember, you are capable of amazing things, even when you don't have it all figured out. So go out there, make mistakes, learn from them, and keep growing. The world needs your unique talents, just as they are. Now go get them, tiger. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who might need a little reminder that imperfection is okay. And if you found this pep talk helpful, leave a review, it helps other awesome people find the show. See you tomorrow for another dose of Wake Up and Win.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.